This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you work for an American corporation, you may have heard of BYOD, Bring Your Own Device. It started when offers workers ditched the company BlackBerry and shelled out their own money to buy an iPhone for work. That helped bring mobile computing devices into the workplace. And now the same thing is happening with workplace software. Workers are ditching generic Microsoft products and using all sorts of alternatives, and that has Silicon Valley interested, as Marketplace's Queena Kim reports.
In the not-so-distant past, if you wanted software for work, say like PowerPoint or Photoshop,
you used to have to go to your IT guy to get a licensed version on your computer.
Tom Ike heads up the digital tools practice at IDEO, a design consulting firm. He says there's a trend that's reshaping the workplace.
Yeah, bring your own software, the consumerization of IT, and now you can just go online and find most everything.
And most of it's for free. Office workers are turning to Dropbox instead of FTPing files to the company server. They're ditching Word and using Google Docs when they need to share. And they're doing it without the IT department's permission. Ike says it's this shift in buying power that's whetting investors' appetites in productivity software or tools that make you work better.
A lot of the interesting innovations are actually entering through the consumer channels first.
Startups are more focused on workers' needs. Among them, getting rid of email.
People are complaining about how much email is dominating their work lives. So there's a need there that definitely will push companies to find better solutions.
I went to check out one of these startups. It's called Asana.
Hi, my name is Dustin Moskovitz, and I'm one of the co-founders of Asana.
Moskovitz is a founder of Facebook, which has the unofficial motto, move fast and break things. And in the early days, it was Moskovitz's job to keep Facebook moving fast.
I would spend a lot of my day just trying to figure out what was going on. And that's when we got into the pattern that most companies still use today, which is just sending around a lot of email threads. And being my first job, I figured there was probably great tooling out there to help me. I was really shocked to find that there was nothing really that helped with coordinating all of the work you were doing day to day.
And so Moskovitz started writing the software himself. He says engineers at Google, Apple, and other tech companies have done the same thing. And those management tools have cut down on email and workers are more productive. Moskovitz thinks these tools are part of Silicon Valley's success, and he wants to sell them to businesses around the world. And in the Valley, it sort of feels like everybody's using Asana, including startups like Uber, Airbnb, Nest, and Pinterest, which is where I am right now.
We are on the upper floor of the office right now, which is predominantly engineering.
That's Tim Kendall. He heads up products at Pinterest, and we're in a huge loft-like building in San Francisco. Kendall says when he joined Pinterest last year, there were 18 employees. Today, there are about 250.
A lot of our projects require product design, they require engineering, they require marketing, and tools like Asana can allow you to track all those different components.
Kendall flips open his MacBook Air and shows me how Asana works.
So this is my dashboard.
It's not quite the brave new world I was expecting. It sort of looks like a mashup of software like GDocs and a to-do list. And Kendall was using email.
I still use email, but I'm able to track a higher volume of projects and workflows without commensurately increasing the volume of email.
I see lots of challenges.
That's Tom Ike from IDEO again. Ike says it's early days and there aren't any clear-cut winners or losers yet. But he says there's no turning back.
Once you've had a workforce that's completely grown up immersed in digital technology, they're not going to accept a toolkit from their employer that's so much worse than the thing that they experience in their personal lives.
You know who he's talking about. The youth. In San Francisco, I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.